The last 2 months of 2000 were the coldest November and December since the U.S. started keeping records. Snow, ice storms, and unusually low temperatures in the South may have hurt Christmas retail sales, but ski resorts were thankful for the cold weather. While there hasn't been enough natural snow, the cold weather has given snowmakers plenty of days and nights to manufacture enough for a good ski season, even in Alabama and Georgia. Melanie Peoples reports.
There are sounds in the Deep South you just don't get a chance to hear very often. The shush of skis on snow. And there they are. Right here on top of Lookout Mountain in Alabama, the family-run Cloudmont Ski Resort in Mentone. It's a small resort with two short slopes, about 1,000 feet each. But most importantly, it's here.
They got moguls at the top. In Alabama, moguls, it's fun, if you can stand up.
James from Huntsville, who didn't want to use his last name, catches his breath at the bottom of the slope.
I'm not used to moguls, but they got them here. You got to be on your toes, so to speak. You can't let one of those bumps jump up at you. It's exciting. It's not a green slope. It's a hard green slope, I'd say, if you know anything about Colorado skiing, because of the moguls.
While some of those here today are experienced skiers, like James, mostly there are a lot of beginners, and a lot of ski fashions you won't find in Aspen, like insulated camouflage coveralls, used more for hunting than skiing, and blue jeans, wringing wet. Jared Williamson looks like he's wearing most of the slope.
I've stayed down my rear end more than have my skis. It's been a rough day for me. This is my second pair of pants. I already ripped one pair.
Is this your first time skiing?
This is the first time ever. Snow skiing.
Well, you've been other
slopes. Oh, yeah, I water ski.
Is it liking it at all?
Oh, no, nothing whatsoever. I figured I could come out here and do it pretty easy, but I was pretty wrong.
He heads right back to the lift line, but there's a really long line of people outside the ski and boot rental office, willing to take his equipment as soon as he's ready to call it quits. The ski resort is already sold out of a lot of boot sizes. Close to 300 people are on the slopes. It's a big day at Cloudmont, and relaxing back in the resort's modest ski lodge, 82-year-old founder and owner Jack Jones knows it.
This has been the best year that we've had in 30 years. Usually we'll ski around 50 days, but sometimes it's 30 days during the season. But if this keeps up, we'll be skiing 75 days like they do up in the high country.
And it's the same across the southeast. For example, Sky Valley Resort, the only ski slope in Georgia, opened earlier than usual this year. Owners say they have better conditions than they've seen in a decade, and they've skied twice as many people. Unlike resorts out west or up north that only use snowmaking machines in bad years, southeastern resorts, even those in Virginia and North Carolina, depend on the machines. Steve Showalter is the president of the Southeast Ski Areas Association, which represents 19 ski resorts in the southeast.
These kind of temperatures, I know some of the areas made snow around the clock for 6, 8, 10, 12 days in a row without stopping, and yeah, you just don't get those weather patterns often enough in the South. We were really happy to have one of those patterns that actually came in and stayed for a while.
Once a resort gets a good deep snow base, skiing can continue even when it warms up into the 50s, which is what the mercury is threatening back at Cloudmont in Alabama. It's perfect for temperate-loving Southerners like Les Wood.
We're skiing in t-shirts. Where else can you do that in January?
He and his friend Dustin Blomeyer are getting their ski legs back before making spring break trips.
It's a great place to learn before you go waste your time out west. Right. You know, and your money. So much money and time. You want to already know how to ski before you spend all that money to go out there and enjoy it. And you could definitely learn here.
These recent temperatures won't last long, though. There's another Arctic blast on the way, and the National Weather Service predicts cold temperatures will continue over much of the country into March. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Mentone, Alabama.